His friends, we're going to be learning the Din of Kedushas Beis Knesset in this Medrash based on the Shiurei HaRav and Siman Mem Zayin. Shiur should be a special schus for Shmuel ben Yamin Tishna Rachavaya, Rabbi Yaakov ben Dina Chash, and Moshe Yudim Pesha Dina. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chavov Amud Bey, Zomer of Papi, Mishmei Derava, Bibnei Kenishta, Lebei Rabbanan Sharim, Bei Rabbanan, Lebei Kenishta Asir. You're not allowed to make a shul into a Beis Medrash. You're not allowed to make a Beis Medrash into a shul, but you're allowed to make a shul into a base medrash. Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Tani Yipcha, Rav Papa in the name of Rava learned the opposite, that from a base kinesis to a base medrash it's aser, but from a base medrash to a base kinesis it's mutter. Amar Bacha Kad said Rav Papi Mistabra, he says I like Rav Papi better. I'll give you a raya for Rav Papi that you're allowed to turn a shul into a base medrash, but not a base medrash into a shul. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, base hakinesis, mutter lasoso base medrash. You see, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that a shul you're allowed to make into a base medrash, ma'amina. So we see from here that it's correct, that Rav Papi was correct. Rav Darish, Rav Papa, my dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Vayisrof is base Hashem, is base Hamelch, is called Bata Yerushalayim, is called Bayis Gadol Saraf Ba'esh. This pasuk was said about Nebuzradan. And it appears in Malachim, Beis Perkofei Pasuk Tes. But Yisrof is Beis Hashem. He burned the house of Hashem, the house of the king, all the houses of Yerushalayim, and the whole big house he burned in fire. Beis Hashem is the Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara. Beis HaMelech, Elu Platrin Shel Melech, that's the king's palace. It's called Bata Yerushalayim Kamashman, all the houses of Jerusalem. Kibshuta, all the houses of Jerusalem. It's called Bayis Gadol Sarav Ba'esh. What does it mean? He burned every big house with fire. Rabbi Yochanan Rishu ben Levi, Charam Makom Shemagadlan Bo Torah. Bacharomar Makom Shemagadlan Bo Tefila. One says that it's a place where you raise Torah, and the other said it's a place where you raise Tefila. One said it's a base Medrash, and one said it's a base Knesset. Continues the Gemara. Mandi Amar. Torah, the one who says that it's a place in the Megadol Torah by Iskodol, because it says Shem Chavetz Matzko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. It says a lashon of Gadol by Torah. And the other one who says Tefila, it's because of another pasuk, Sapra Nagadol Shirasa Elisha, Elisha David Rachamay David. Elisha did Gadolos, he did these Nisim, and he did it Barachamim through Tefila. So by Tefila, by Iskinesis, he was a lashon of Gedula. Some say Bayis Gadol is Torah, and others say Bayis Gadol is Tefillah. At this time, we have a simon that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who said Torah. As Yeshua ben Levi said, Beis Knesset you're allowed to make into a Beis Medrash. So you see that the Kedusha of a Beis Medrash is greater as Gedola from the Kedusha of a Beis Knesset. As I pass the Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchas Tefillah and Halacha Yedalad, Mutar Lasos Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset Beis Medrash. Abba Beis Medrash, Asher Las Hosa Beis Knesset, Shekadushas Beis Medrash, Yisera, Kadushas Beis HaKnesses, Umalim Bakoidesh, Vein Morid, and you're allowed to make a shul into a Beis Medrash, but not a Beis Medrash into a shul, because the Kadusha of a Beis Medrash is greater than a Kadushas Beis Knesses, and Malin Bakoidesh, Vein Morid, and you only go up in Kadusha, not down. So we have to understand what the Sharish of the Machlokas is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as to whether a Kedushas Beis Knesset is greater, a Kedushas Beis Medrash is greater. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Kedushas Beis Knesset is greater. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that a Kedushas Beis Medrash is greater. What's the Sharish of their Machlokas? The Ramban on Maseches Megillah asks, how's it Shayach of Helmet Beis that a shul should be sold? It's royal lagu davar haroy lagufa b'mukdash, and if you have a hekdesh which is fitting itself to be brought in the mizbech, you're not allowed to be poded. So how are you allowed to be pulled to this shul? How are you allowed to sell a shul? And when the seven tuve a'ir, the seven representatives of the city, sell it, b'mamad anshe a'ir, you're allowed to use the money, l'mishta b'shichra. How is it shayich that you're able to use it for beer afterwards? You're allowed to be mowed the kedusha of this money after you used it to sell a beis kinesis. How's that shayich? A beis kinesis has kedusha. So how's it shaykh that afterwards you're allowed to use the money for whatever you want? Answers the Ramban, that a base Knesset also kitashmisha mitzvah lulav is sukkah hein atzman afbishan is rakan lachar zmanam bizman mitzvah yeshem kedusha shel kavod. A shul they made like tashmisha mitzvah, like lulav sukkah, and they themselves are thrown after a period of time. Or bizman mitzvah yeshem kedusha shel kavod. During the time of the mitzvah, they have a din kedusha, like we say there. Also lahartis mos keneged ner shel Chanukah. The Gemara says, what? And you're not allowed to count money in front of the neres Chanukah when it has kedusha. And the maskana is that it's aser. And there, we say that nois sukkah is aser l'stapping, and you're not allowed to use them all 7 days. So you see that teshmish and mitzvah you're not allowed to use. Here also a shul. You're not allowed to use it kolo, that it's being used as a shul. But if it's no longer being used, then you're allowed to. Kozman shebeit b'nei'ir wrote, and says the Ramban, bo mitzvah asanalav, knowing about kedusha. As long as they want it, there's a din kedusha. Even b'churbana. Because this man mitzvah hasn't left, and you can do still renovate it. But im nimlechu l'machro kvar over zman mitzvah sukkah sukkah achar shiva. But if they decided to sell it, the zman mitzvah is over. It's like sukkah after 7 days. That explains how you're allowed to sell the shul. You're allowed to do what you want with the money because the kedusha is finished. It's over. They don't want to use it anymore. The Ran asks kashas on the Ramban. And he answers, and he explains himself, the Beis Knesset with the Chavos, Kevin Shikor, Asu, Lomar, Vodavar, Shabu, Kedusha, Atil, Bocham, Kedusha, Medivrayim. He says that it has Kedusha, Derabanan. The rabbi, since he used it for Torah, and for Torah, for Kedusha, for Tefillah, for Kedusha, it has Kedusha, Medivrayim. So you see a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran, the Yisot, Kedusha, Space, Knesset. That according to the Ramban, Kedusha, Space, Knesset is that it was Huksa, the Mitzvasa. It was set aside for its mitzvah. And it's like Kedusha Sukkah, Shehuksa L'mitzvasa. And just like Shem Shemayim is Chol Mechagiga, so to Shem Shemayim is Chol Sukkah. Like the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Tes, and the Ran holds that Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is Kedusha's Damim Midivrayim, that the rabbis gave the Kedusha, the rabbis gave it Kedusha Midivrayim, Rabbinic Kedusha. Since they do Darvashah B'Kedusha there, so the rabbis gave it the status of Kedusha's Damim Midivrayim. It's like holy. It has the status of holiness of holy money. Unlike, according to the Ramban, he holds it's like the Kedusha of a Shimush, of a Tashmish Mitzvah, like Sukkah. Now, according to the Ramban, that Kedusha's base HaKnesses is because Huksa L'mitzvah, so we understand the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that a Kedusha's base Medrash is greater and stronger than a Kedusha's base HaKnesses, because the Mitzvah of Tam Torah is greater than the Mitzvah of Tefillah. So if you're in the realm of Mitzvahs, it makes sense that base Medrash is greater than a base HaKnesses, because Tam Torah can get Kulam, and therefore Kedusha's base HaKnesses, Huksa L'mitzvah Tefillah, is less than the Kedusha of a base Medrash, which is Huktza, which is set aside for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It would appear that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Kedusha's base Knesses is greater. We understand Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds Kedusha's base Knesses is greater because he holds that even though mitzvah's Talmud Torah is greater than mitzvah of Tefillah, but there's a mile in a base Knesses that a base Medrash doesn't have, because like a base Tefillah, there's a din to be miyached makom l'tfilah, so in kviyus makom is a chalois shem b'tfilah, like it says in the Gemara in Brachas, Navav Amidbeis, Amar B'chal, Amar B'huna, hakovei makom l'tfilah, so l'kevron b'ezro, if you set aside your place for davening, the God of Abraham will help you, u'kshamei, so when the person dies, omrim lo, he'ana, ve'chassid, mitalmito shel Avram Avinu, they say to one in ana, what a chassid, one of the talmidim, Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu, menalem d'kavim makom, how do we know Avram Avinu was kovei makom? Because it says, Ve'ashkim Avram Makom Asher Amad Sham, he went to the same place. That's why Paskin the Rambam, Parakei Milchas Tefillah Lachavav, Ve'koyveya Makom L'Tefillah, so Tamid, a person always says to be Koyveya Makom L'Tefillah. Look also in the Rambam, at the beginning of the 11th Parak of Ilchas Tefillah, writes, Kol Makom Shishba Asar Mitzvah Tarech Lo'ahachin Lo'i Bayis, Shiyakansu Lo L'Tefillah B'cholay Tefillah, Makom Zenik Rabbeis HaKnesses. You have to set aside, Rambam uses the same Lashon by Beis HaMikdash, Lo'ahachin, the whole Indian of Tefillah and Avodah Zachana. You have to be meichin and bayis that you enter in for tefillah b'choleis, and this place is called a shul of Beis Knesses. So this is only legabei tefillah. There's a special din of kviyus makom. Asher enken legabei talmud Torah. There's no inyan that you should learn dafka in a makom kavua, notwithstanding the fact that in various Beis Medrashes and yeshivas, people sometimes will kick you out of it. It's in my makom, but by Torah, there's no inyan of makom kavua, just by tefillah, and therefore Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, is greater than Kedushas Beis Medrash, because Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a set-aside place for Tefillah, Masha'enken, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, which is a place, but it doesn't. There's no special union of place regarding Tefillah. Now, according to the Ran, but regarding Torah, only by Tefillah is a special union of a place, and therefore Kedushas Beis Knesses is greater according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, according to the Ran, who holds that Kedushas Beis Knesses is Kedushas Damim Devarim, it's not Kedushas Shoksim Mitzvasa, but it's Kedushas Damim, it's this holy status that they gave to this place. It would appear that Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is not Talui in the preference of Mitzvahs Talmud Torah over Mitzvah Tefillah. We explain Lefi the Ramban, that it's in a Foksila Mitzvasa, so Mimela the Mitzvah of Torah is greater than the Mitzvah of Tefillah, and therefore Beis HaMedrash is greater than a Shul. Beis HaMedrash, a Makom of Torah, is greater than a Shul, a Makom of Tefillah. But according to the Ran, who holds that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is Kedushas Damim Midivreim, and it's not Kedushas Shuksila Mitzvasa, so it would appear that Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is not greater than Beis HaKnesses, Alt Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Rather, it would appear that we can explain that since a Beis Knesses is Kedushas Damim Midivrayim, Kedushas Bedek Habayis Midrabanan, it has like the Kedusha of Kedushas HaMikdash. So when the rabbis gave it Kedusha, they gave it Kedusha like the Kedusha of the Mikdash. And therefore, it's not Talui in the Chashivas of the Mitzvah that's being done in it, because it's not Kedusha that comes from being Huxilu Mitzvasa. It's that the rabbis gave it Kedusha, so maybe it's like main Kedusha Samikdash, they made it like Kedusha's Bedek Habayis. Since they gave it Kedusha's Damim and Devrayim, so that's like the Kedusha maybe of the Beis HaMikdash. And Mimela, the Adifus of Torah of a Beis Medrash, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, over Tefillah is not talui in the mitzvah that you're doing there. That the Kedusha of a Beis Medrash is greater than the Kedusha of Beis Knesses because of the mitzvah you do in the Beis Medrash. What's the Kedusha of the Beis Knesses? The Kedusha of the Beis Knesses is Kedusha, like we said, of Bedek Habayis, the rabbis gave it Kedusha. Main Kedusha is HaMikdash. Beis Knesses is a Mikdash Me'at. And therefore, it's not Talui in the Chashivos of the mitzvah that's done there. Although at the end of the day, Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that a Kedusha's Beis Medrash is greater, but it's not out to the mitzvah. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, Lachi Yad Aleph, writes, but the Knessios of Batei Medrashos she'charvu Kedushas Ha'Nemondos, when a shul or a Beis Medrash was destroyed, they retained their Kedusha, Shenemar Vashimosias Mikdashechem, I will make desolate your Mikdash. Aval Pishahim Shomamin B'Kedushas Ha'Nemondos, even though they're desolate, they still remain with their Kedusha. And his makor from the Mishnah Megillah, Chavches, Amr Aleph, look in the Rambam, famous Rambam, Perak Vav, Melchus Beis Vachir, Alachat Zayin. And why do I say, B'miktash Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishon, Kitchel Asid Lavo, B'Kedusha Shari Eretz Yisrael, Linyan Shviyat, Sumaisis Kiltzim, Lo Kitchel Asid Lavo, why is the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, Kedusha Asid Lavo, and Shari Eretz Yisrael not? Because Kedusha Samikdash is out, and Yerushalayim is out to the Shechina. V'shechina eino b'teila, v'rei omer v'ashimoisi es mikdashechem. And Chachamim say, afal b'sha shomim v'kedushas anheim omdim. Even though they're shomim, they still retain their Kedusha. But chiyuv ha'aretz b'shviyas uv'maisris is only because it's kibush rabim. And since Eretz Yisrael was taken back, we no longer have this chiyuv in a Torah of maisris and shviyas. Because the goyim have it back in their hands, doesn't have the same Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Kain Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, that is Kedushas HaShchina. So the Rambam learns the din of Kedushas Mikdash Eina B'Teila from the Pasuk of V'Hashimosi Es Mikdashechem, like he says V'Hareyu Omer V'Hashimosi Es Mikdashechem. That's why the Shechina is not, that's why the Kedusha remains. That's mentioned in the Mishnah regarding a Beis Knesses Shecharev, it still retains its Kedusha. So the Rambam equated the two Kedushas, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of the Beis Knesses. The Gemishna uses this Pashuk of Hashimosi as Mikdash Eichem. Afal Bishem Shomamin, Bikdushas and Heim Omdim. They remain holy even though they're destroyed, about Bate Knesses and Bate Midrashas. And the Rambam uses that to tell us why there is still Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash. So what the Rambam is saying, that not only is Vashimosi is Mikdash Eichem, Afal Bishem Shomamin, Bikdushas and Heim Omdim, that's a din. Not only in the Shul, it's a din in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a din in both. The Pasuk is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Their Kedusha is because of the Shechina. And that apparently is a din d'oraisa, that Kedusha's Beis Medrash, Beis Knesses, is Mayain Kedusha's HaMikdash. Famous Shittas HaYireim, that Kedusha's Beis Knesses is Midoraisa. Mara Mikdash is Noeg Beis Knesses Midoraisa. And that's because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha Beis Knesses are similar. Bikur Kedushas and Linyantin Mara Kavit, they're both Doraisa. The Rambam is Minyan Mitzvah Sakotza, right? Shall the Abed Beis HaMikdash about the Knesses, about the Midrashas, in order to destroy them. And then he brings a Pasuk. He also says, you're not allowed to erase God's holy name. Abet Abdun, Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem L'Kechem. You have to destroy the Avodah Zarah, but not to Hashem's name. And that's talking about a base commitment, base medrash, and a base kinesis. So the Hedya, that Kedushas, base HaKinesis, and base medrash is Doraisa. So we have to be very careful. The Prima Gadim in Arachayim says that Simon and Kupna and Gimel, he writes that Kedushas, base kinesis, only Midrabbanim. According to the Rambam, it's Midoraisa. Hakos Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Kasav Rambam, Sof Perakud, Mechasav Adazar, Notei Ilan, Eitzel Mizbech, O Bechol Azar, Bechol Ilan Srak, O Ilan Michael, Raise a look, if you plant a tree near the Mizbech or in the Azara, get Malkus. And Rav David Arama, Perish La Rambam, writes, Tafil Eitzel Beitz Knesses, Asadarban, even next to the Shul, Asadarabanan. Then it's see if permits one to plant next to a Shul. And so was a mice and brisk that they planted next to the Shul, Eitzim. And Reb Chaim was matir. So according to what we brought, that the Rambam holds its Kedusha d'oraisa to a Beis Knesses, and therefore if one destroys a Beis Knesses, he's over and alive d'oraisa of Los Asun Kain, so it should be usher to plant a tree next to a Beis Knesses mid'oraisa, because it has Me'en Kedusha Samikdash. And therefore it would appear that we can say that there's Kedusha d'oraisa on a Beis Knesses, that's on the Binyan. But who says that the Makom Beis HaKnesses is Kaddosh? That you're not allowed to plant a tree at someone's Bech or Bazar is totally to some Makom Shel HaMikdash, and not totally in the Binyan that a Filip of Chorbanim is Asar to be Notei Telaz Lentoa Bazar. You're not allowed to plant even after it's destroyed, because it's a din in the Makom. But here it's a din in the Binyan. That's what one might say. However, it's not true, because the Makom Beis Knesses also has Kedushas, because even though Bechorbanu you're not allowed to be Mishtamish Botash Mishal Bizon, like we see in the Mishnah in Megillah Chav Ches. And that's learned from the Pasuk Vashimosi is Mikdash Eichem Af Gishen Shomim Bekdushas and Heim Omdim. And that's Nogel Kedushas HaMakom. And this Kedushas is apparently Doraisa, so why isn't it usher to plant a tree by Beis Knesses Midoraisa? Rabbi Kivager only asked Midrabbanan in the name of David Arama. So it would appear that even if we say that Kedusha Samakom of Beis Knesses is Doraisa, nevertheless, you're not allowed to plant next to a, there's no Isser to plant next to a Beis Knesses, because there's no Tseir, there's no connection between the planting next to a Beis Knesses and the Kedusha Samakom of a Beis Knesses. Mashen Kim Beis HaMikdash, that the Isser is Benotea Bazor, Liadam Izbech, that there's Kedusha Samakom, therefore, there is a Tseir. So when there's an Isser, like in the Beis HaMikdash, when one plants, the Halacha Aser is one to plant there, because by the Halacha Asering it, that makes a connection between this planting and that Makom. But a Shul not. A Shul is not necessarily a Tzeirif between the Makom and the tree. Just because it's next to a Shul. not the most convincing teretz, in my humble opinion. Akopanim, that's what the Shiurei HaRav suggests, that by Beis Knesses there's no tzeiruf between the, there's no connection between the next to the shul and the shul. Hashem can be Beis Hamikdash, where we asur it, there is a connection between next to the Beis Hamikdash and the Beis Hamikdash. Makom HaMikdash, now one's not allowed to plant there either. L'chor to plant a tree in a shul lo yitzuyer, so that would probably be asur daraisa. Now according to what we wrote, that Kedushas Beis Knesses, main Kedushas HaMikdash, we can explain the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which Kedush is greater, Kedush Beis Knesses or Kedush Beis Medrash. So one holds Kedush Beis Knesses is greater, Rabbi Yochanan, is because he holds that the Iker Kiyum Mikdash is that it should be a makom hamuchan la'avoda, as the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, mitzvah say le'el says b'ayis l'Hashem muchan li'os makriv mor karbanos, that it's a mitzvah say to make a house to Hashem muchan, that's prepared, like we said before, to be makriv karbanos, and tefillah is connected karbanos, avoda shebelev, and therefore the Iker Kedushas HaMikdash is Makom Kavu La Avoda, and therefore Kedushas Beis Knesses is greater than Kedushas Beis Medrash. Man the Amar, the one who holds that Kedushas Beis Medrash is greater than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because he holds that Beis HaMikdash is a Makom HaMiyuchad LaTorah. Like the famous Ramban, Tziva Tchila Advar Mishkan, Shilo Bais Besocha Mekudash Lashmo, Shemidaber Moshe Tzavis Bnei Yisrael. God's going to speak in this Mishkan to Moshe and Bnei Yisrael through whom, and then he's going to speak to Bnei Yisrael. Vine Iker Achevitz Ben Mishkan Amokom Nuchas Hashchina Shua Aron. The Iker is the Aron, the Torah. So the Mekadesh of the Mikdash was the Aron Ha'idus, Makom Aron Ha'idus makes Makom Aron is a Chalos Shem Ben Mikdash. Look in the Gemara in Menachos. And of Chav Zion Amud Beis. It says there, V'tahorim, those who are Torah, Shenichnasu Lefnim Imimichitzasan, who went beyond their boundaries, Leheichol Kulo, into anywhere, in the entire Heichel, in the entire sanctuary, Be'arbaim, they're punished with 40 lashes. Mibeis laparochas el panei akaparos b'misa, if they entered within the curtain, or in front of the ark cover, in other words, anywhere in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they are punished with death. B'misa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Heichel Kulo Mibeis LaParochas Barboim, entry into anywhere in the entire sanctuary or within the curtain, i.e. in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's 40 lashes, El Panei HaKapores, and entering in front of the cover, for that one gets death. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no death penalties applies for one who enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim unless he approaches the Aron. So, according to the Rabbanan, all Kodesh HaKadoshim is B'misa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Lifnei Aron Dafka, only in front of the Aron is B'misa, and the rest of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is B'malkos. HaKaponim, we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Chalos Shem Makom Aron, and therefore you're not allowed to go in front of the Aron Dafka. That's B'misa. And even according to the Rabbanan, there's a Chalos Shem Shelifnei Aron, because the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur would sprinkle Midam Apar, Midam Aser, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, in Bade Aron Karv LaKaporis. V'Lifnei HaKaporis Yazeh. And even by Shani, that there was no Aron, nevertheless, the Hazos were in that Makom of Lifnei HaKaparos, where the Kaparos was. So you see that even without an Aron, there's a Chalos Shem Makom Aron B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's the Makom Hechsher L'Hazos Da'adam B'Apar V'Asar, that's the place to sprinkle the blood. So you see that there's a special Chalos of the Aron, making the Beis HaMikdash a Makom of Torah. So in the Gemara, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they're explaining this pasuk that's called Bais Gadol Sarf Beish, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Charam Ramakom Shemagadlam Bo Torah, Charam Ramakom Shemagadlam Bo Tefillah. And then we said, one said it's Gidol Torah, one said it's Gidol Tefillah. And we said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who says Magadlam Bo Torah, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Beis Knesses, mutter la'asoso base hamedrash, that a shul you're allowed to make into a base medrash. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that a base medrash is on a higher level. That's the gadol. Like we said, that the base medrash, because the base hamikdash is a makom of Torah. The makom of Torah and a makom of tefillah. So what is it primarily? Torah or tefillah? So if you hold that Kedusha's base Knesset is greater, then you say that, and it's compared to Kedusha's Hamikdash, so you say that means that it's more a makom Torah, and more a makom tefillah. And if say Kedusha's base Medrash is greater, which also is compared to the Mikdash, so the Mikdash is primarily a makom Torah, and therefore that's the higher Madrega. Base Ken base Medrash is the higher Madrega. Very, very interesting argument. It sounds halachic, but it also sounds philosophical. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that the word gadol refers to Torah, maybe gadol's miyuchad is special, it shows that it's unique. Like it says in the Haggadah, Vahisham l'goy gadol melamed sheyisrael mitzuyanim sham. It shows that the Jewish people were very special. Very special. Vahisham l'goy gadol melamed sheyisrael mitzuyanim. They were extraordinary there. The goy gadol is that Yisrael am yuchadim uvdalim, and they're different than others. The Gra explains lashon goy is lashon gviya. That they were a different metzias, a different goof than the goyim. So that's the gadol. Gadol is mitzuyanim, that we're unique. And that's Torah. Because Torah makes us more special than the goyim. That's what makes Am Yisrael unique. We even find psukim. Umigoy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim kol ha-Torah zos asher nechinu seyan lefneichem hayom. Who is this great guy? So you see goy gadol referring to chukim mishpatim, referring to the Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that Beis Gadol is referring to Beis Knesset, is because there you show the Gedula by being close to Hashem. Ki migoy gadol asher lo alokim krovim eilav, k'Hashem alokeinu v'chol kreinu, like God listens to our prayers. There's his lashon of goy gadol. Ve'escha l'goy gadol v'avarechecha v'agadol shemecha. This goy gadol is alokei Avram, v'avarecha is alokei Yitzchak, v'agadol shemecha is alokei Yaakov. So you see this v'agadol shemecha is referring to tefillah. Ve'eschel l'goy gadol Avram v'agadol shemecha Yid Yaakov, that's tefillah. Ve'heyei bracha v'cha chosme v'en chosme kulam, v'dafka chosme with Avram. This ve'eschel l'goy gadol, that refers to Avram Avinu. And that's the godless of Klal Yisrael, that's a godless of tefillah. So we see Gadol could be Torah, Gadol could be tefillah. We saw the Kedushas Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash Ador Raisa, according to the Yoreim, according to the Rambam. Others hold it's only the Rabbanan. We saw the Machlokas between the Ran and the Ramban, where could the Kedusha comes from. The Ran holds that it's just Kedusha Medivraim, that the rabbis gave a shul Kedusha, and the Ramban holds that it's Kedusha that it's hooked to the mitzvah, so it's set aside for its mitzvah. We saw the same pasuk that we learned that the makom hamikdash is holy. We also learned that a shul is holy even after it's destroyed. We learned that a beis hamikdash has two aspects: the aspect of Torah, the aspect of tefillah. And the machlokas is which is greater, and that that would impact the machlokas of what the pasuk refers to when it says gadol. So we should all be zochel lulmod ulalamed lishmor v'lasas ulkaim. It's called Dibrei Tzalmud Torah Sevi Ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.